Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, today I would like to talk about a health problem called hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. I think all the media attention and the press and the medical information out there is about diabetes and high blood glucose levels, but there really are many, many people who suffer from the opposite, hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. Now, it seems like that might be okay, right? That, gee, if high is not good for the body, maybe low is a better thing to have. But your body needs a pretty steady supply of glucose, usually between 70, what we call 70 and 99 is a measurement of your blood for glucose level. And this provides enough glucose or blood sugar to the cells to do their business. But if you have some low blood sugar readings, there are some symptoms that aren't very comfortable for one thing and actually can be pretty dangerous. So some of the symptoms of hypo, which means low, hypoglycemia are sweating and having a shakiness or a nervousness about your body. You don't feel right. You don't feel good. You feel a little worried. You feel anxious and maybe even a little bit of lightheadedness. Some people feel like they're going to throw up if their blood sugar really dips and it goes far enough and they haven't gotten something to eat. They feel very nauseous. And with that comes that sweatiness. Some people have a very, if it goes far enough, very rapid heartbeat. They actually feel like they're having a heart attack and they'll land in the ER with that. And all the cardiac stuff ends up okay, but they do blood work and they find out, oh, wow, your blood sugar was 40 or 50 rather than 70 to 99. This actually is the reason that some people have car accidents. They have a sort of a hypoglycemic attack and they lose control of their car. And the other thing that often is a marker of this is you'll feel really, really hungry. But like right now, I have to get something right now to eat. I can't wait 10 minutes. I can't wait, whatever. And you will very quickly look for something to eat. And the body is usually craving carbohydrate foods. It wants a cookie. It wants candy. It wants juice or a soda because this will give immediate relief to those low blood sugars. The blood sugar will then go whoosh, up and you'll feel better. Whereas if you had like a piece of cheese, there's no carbohydrate in it, you'll have no relief to your blood sugar drop. So those are some of the symptoms. It's okay if occasionally this happens, but if this happens on a regular basis, and you really need to see your physician to make sure this is documented and you get some help, and then it might be very helpful to see a registered dietitian to work with you, your family members, and your diet. Because a lot of times it has to do with what you're eating, and sometimes it has to do with the timing of your eating. So these are some of the suggestions for preventing hypoglycemia and having nice, even, regular runs with your blood sugar during the day. First, meal timing. If you get up in the morning and you don't eat breakfast, where does your blood sugar go? Down, right? It's going to go down. You're scurrying around. You're getting ready for work. You're jumping in your car. You go to work. You're doing a zillion things and you haven't eaten. So that blood sugar is going to start to dip. Now, your body may recover from that because you do a late breakfast, but it still has registered that your blood sugar has dropped. And usually it does not give a good feeling to the body. So we want folks eating within an hour of getting up to stabilize the blood sugar. And then to have something every 2 to 3 hours. That doesn't mean a full meal, but it means a snack maybe every couple hours. So, for example, if you're up early and you eat breakfast at 6, there's no way that breakfast can last until your 12 o'clock lunch. You really should plan on an 8 o'clock snack, maybe a small yogurt, and then a 10 o'clock snack, maybe a small banana. You want some source of carbohydrate in there to keep those blood sugars even. If you just have, again, a piece of cheese for a snack, there's no carb, so it doesn't stop your blood sugar from dropping. You do want to include at those meals and snacks not just any carbohydrate food, but the foods that are slower turning into blood sugar. So, for example, having an apple is better than having apple juice. having a sandwich on a multigrain bun is better than having a sandwich on a huge white sub roll. Having a burger on a multigrain bun, which you can find in some locations, but you don't want to have a big order of white fries on the side with it. It's a lot of carb. It's a carb overload, and it can cause a spike in your blood sugar and then a drop in your blood sugar. And it's very helpful to team up the carbohydrate at your snacks with a little bit of protein, because that gives a rise in your blood sugar, but it's kind of slows it down and you don't get the spike and then the drop. So for example, if you're going to have some crackers, let's say some Triscuits for a snack, you might team it up with a 2% cheese. Yogurt's perfect combo because it's got both in there. It already has protein and it has carb in there. So it's just like perfect food for a snack. If you're having an apple, you might put a little peanut butter on it. You see where I'm going with that? Combination of a little carb and protein presents with the ideal mix for getting your blood sugars in a normal range and keeping them there. Be very careful with the sweets and the sugars because they can spike your blood sugars, but there's no holding power there. Then they drop, and they drop usually very quickly in people with hypoglycemia. Some people have what we call reactive hypoglycemia, and that means after a big influx of refined carb, your blood sugar spikes, and then within 20, 30 minutes, there's almost a deadly drop in it, and you feel very, very sick. Some people become incapacitated and can't really do anything. Their body has extreme reaction to that. So low blood sugars, although they're rarely really serious, they're not good. They can be a precursor to type 2 diabetes. Many of our adults who develop type 2 diabetes, they'll say, oh, I have had hypoglycemia for 10, 15 years. So you almost have this overshooting of insulin, and then eventually the pancreas wears down on producing insulin and it stops making it. So even if you have hypoglycemia, it doesn't mean you're going to be excluded from developing type 2. In fact, it might be a signal that type 2 is in your gene pool, and that's going to be coming down the road. If you feel as though you get some low blood sugars pretty frequently, not once in a blue moon, but pretty frequently, you really need to see your primary care physician. Get lab work done, find out if there is a medical problem. Diet-wise, make sure you're having very healthy foods that are slow turning into glucose, very limited sugar, sweet, or dessert intake. You're eating almost as though you have diabetes because the goal is the same. Whether it's type 2 diabetes or hypoglycemia, you're eating for a gradual rise in the glucose and letting it gently come down. You should feel with great energy during the day, not prone to any drops in your blood sugar. They can also be mentally distressing and wearing to the body. And if you operate any equipment, including a car, but let's say a lawnmower, for example, it can be actually dangerous. You have to be very careful with your timing. So take hypoglycemia seriously and see your doctor and perhaps even get the help of a nutrition specialist to work out timing and meal content for an even run with your blood sugars, kind of like gentle rolling waves. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stain